Hello.
My man, you did it.
Did you hear me? I started with a like a slurp in as I took a breath.
Yeah.
It was incredibly professional.
Uh-huh.
Hi, how are you?
Oh my God, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. Been up since 5:30 just because I couldn't sleep.
The worst.
It's the worst. And then I get to class, and which started at 9, and by 9:05, I'm just yawning for the next 3 hours. So,
How was your spring break? It just ended.
It did. It just ended. Yeah, today was, popping the cherry anew.
Gross.
So, as I said last week, CJane was here last weekend, not the weekend we just had, but last weekend. And
right. As you said last week, CJane was here last weekend, just to be clear.
Not this most recent weekend, but the last.
Right, but as you said last week,
right,
she was here last weekend. So last week, last weekend would have been 2 weekends ago, not last weekend.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
But not 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Right. It was last weekend of last week.
Yeah. Just a quick.
So it actually was 2 weekends ago.
Okay. So anyway, so she left on Sunday evening, and then I had all of spring break. And I worked and I did homework, which was, continuing to work on my French clown, of course.
Right.
And
I mean, just because you've had your French clown midterm does not mean it's over.
Yeah. Clowns don't take a break. I don't know if you know
that. No, they don't.
Masturbated a lot. So.
Okay. Well, any time you were online, I thought, why isn't she making jewelry? That's what I
made jewelry as well.
I'm just kidding. I didn't actually think that.
I know.
So welcome to Hot Drinks.
Welcome.
This is a podcast.
I'm Latter Day Twain.
I'm Brother Jack Coffee. Are you doing a meaty paw? Your sound sounds a little muffled.
I can fix that. Stand by.
Okay. Stand by. Oh, Jesus. Oh, better. Wait, what did you do? Wait, did you disconnect? Oh my
Hello?
Fucking God. Wait. Oh, are you there? Wait, come back.
I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me?
We don't have to sing.
Let's not.
Oh, hello, gentle listener.
Welcome to Hot Drinks. Before...
I'm fucking drunk.
God damn it.
Hot
drinks.
Hot
drinks.
So I'm already drunk.
Like and subscribe.
Okay.
Oh, you sound great.
We fixed it. I was wearing my Beats.
Oh, before you were?
Yeah, when you said I sounded meaty paw. And so I just took them off and closed them. But I don't know.
Anyway, we don't need to discuss all the
We really
but
don't.
But it did sound like when I said, are you doing meaty paw? And you said, I can fix that. It did sound like you threw your phone into a blender. Which is right. Funny because it makes it sound like we're both on a sound stage and you were like readjusting the boom mic and the gig mic.
Or the mix
and you,
sound mix.
You were dropping on the mixer. You were putting the sneeze shield down and making sure the breath muffler was properly calibrated.
Are these real things?
I don't know. I know what boom mic is.
Well, okay. How are you, Jack Coffee?
Well, I just want to say special shout out to my ex-wife, Tisha, who makes tonight's episode possible. Tisha and I have a great relationship, but about, I would say, 75 to 80% of our communication regards to who's picking up what child from what activity at what time.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
And tonight, originally, I had to take one child one place. And then I had to pick up a child from someplace else because she had to pick up the child from the first place. But then that child ended up not going. So then she said, if you still don't mind picking that child up, but if you're recording, I don't want to mess it up. And I was like, you know what? We'll be done by then. It's fine. No big deal. But then we started much later than I thought. And so I was like, hey, if you can go get the child, that would be great. If not, I'll break away, no big deal. And she's going to get the child. So shout out to Tisha, who made this episode possible.
Shout out, non-spawn, but shout out nonetheless.
Non-spawn. We are not sponsored by Tisha. But in so many ways, we are.
In so many ways, we are. It's like when you say you're a producer. Some producers who don't lay down money. They're just there to help the process.
Right.
That's
they
Tisha.
Have a vision. That and is... I think Tisha had a vision.
Yeah.
And that is why we're here.
And we call today. It a Tisha vision.
That is what we call it. So anyway, this is a podcast.
Yes.
We talk about things. I think we probably have hundreds, if not dozens, if not one or two new listeners since I've gone public.
Oh, yeah, is that right?
No, we know everything's the same.
Okay, was that this week that you went public, or was it?
No, we
last,
talked about it. We talked about it on our last episode.
Last week, not this. Not like 2 weeks ago, but
no, but it was not. It wasn't the weekend before last, but it was the weekend before last week.
Exactly. And you already mentioned it, is what we're saying.
We talked about it on our last episode, yeah.
The exact last one, yes.
And guess what has happened since I've gone public?
What?
Not a goddamn thing. Not a thing.
Okay. So I have a question.
Yes.
Are we disappointed by that, or did we learn something?
I mean, I do kind of think I had a little bit of main character energy going public. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, well, once I go public,
learn that in college,
everyone's going to be talking about it. It's all
Hello?
Anyone's going to have on their mind.
Oh,
what?
No.
Hello? Are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, my God.
So main character energy is the last
thing. I had a little main character energy because I thought, well, once I go public, that's it. It's all anyone's going to talk about. Everyone at work is going to be like, I heard you talking about your butthole last night. And I was like, but here it is. We're ready for it. And you know what happened? None of that.
No.
Nothing.
So did we learn something?
That I'm not the main character?
Well, that maybe you make a lot of things up in your head that gives you unnecessary anxiety.
Oh, that seems like a bridge
okay.
too far. I don't think it's that.
Okay. But as far
I did,
as we
like,
know,
literally the only, like, I genuinely thought it would be the talk of my place of work. just thought everyone would be all a flutter. And I was like, the people that don't follow me on Instagram, they're going to hear from the people that do. And then.
Well, just give it time, you know.
But here's what happened. One guy I work with said, oh, is your podcast only on Spotify? And I said, no, it's on all the platforms. And he said, oh, cool. And that's it. He never said if he listened.
That's okay. Hey.
Or like, you know, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it kind of does. I mean, it does make me chuckle a little bit that I really thought, well, this is it.
Okay,
life's about to change.
I have had so many moments like that in my life. That's the
top. With our podcast?
No, with all kinds of things, but yes, also with the podcast. But that would be a great top five. Should we pause and do that top five and come back?
Just hurry and write that out.
Yeah.
No, let's just shout out a couple. So one of them was when we started doing PPIs, where you could do a personal priesthood interview
with
us. Oh,
yeah. As far as
and I was ready to hire an accountant.
Yeah,
I was like,
we
are going to be doing so many of these. We are going to be making so much money.
But you know what? Cowards, all of you.
Yeah, well, and we did none. And then
no,
another
we did
one.
Two. We did two.
Okay, and then another one was on Easter Sunday when we launched our new I Don't Kink Shame merchandise.
Oh, yes.
That has Jesus's hands. And the way that, because the merchandise we sell is print on demand, so the way that it works is my card is charged first to pay for
right.
the item.
Uh-huh.
And then once it prints and ships, then Etsy pays me what you pay. So I was like, well, I better transfer some money into my account. I got to have it ready for all those orders to come through.
Yeah.
And you know how many we sold?
How many?
None.
Okay. So.
I do want to say one thing about our merch. Wait, what were you going to say?
I was going to say something about that new t-shirt, but go ahead.
So I put this on Instagram, so as you all know, we sell merch. You can find the link. It's either hotdrinks.etsy.com or you can go to, is it still the link in our bio?
Do you mean Etsy/hotdrinks.com?
No, I actually think it's hotdrinks.etsy.com, but anyway.
Oh, okay.
So we sell some merch, and I just wanted to put it out there. We put Or we received some feedback that while the merch itself was cute, the t-shirts we were using were not the best quality.
Yes.
So I did a little Googling, a little researching, a little Redditing, and I said which t-shirts are the best quality. And I found the ones that people recommended. And I have upgraded our t-shirts to this new quality. So if you are someone that bought the bad quality t-shirts and you would like to replace them with the good quality t-shirts, just send me a message through the Etsy store
A
is probably the
self-addressed
easiest way.
stamped envelope.
Send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to PO Box 11104. Did we check and see if that email was available? Anyway, send me a message, either Instagram or whatever, and then I will give you a code so that you can get the t-shirt at basically like cost. So you don't have to like, I mean, you have to pay for the t-shirt again, but you won't be paying the markup,
Right,
so to speak.
right, right. It'll just cover our costs.
Yeah. And what were you going to say about the new shirt?
It's not gonna be funny now. I think the moment's gone.
Oh, I should have let you go first. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I was the one who pushed it. I pushed
I
it.
did order myself some merch this weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of wanted some. What did you order for yourself?
Well, I got a Gentle Listener because I love that one.
Right.
And I'm proud of the design because I drew it myself, kind of. And then I got a All of Your Husbands Are Gay, which no one else has ordered, but I want to wear everywhere I go. All of Your Husbands Are Gay.
Yes.
And then I ordered the Spit in My Mouth briefs because I've talked to the Big Talk about how everyone needs to order them and send me photos. And someone ordered them, but they haven't sent photos, which is fine. I'm not calling you out.
Yeah.
So I just thought, well, I should order those briefs. And I'm going to order the mug too, the Jesus mug.
A picture of you in those briefs could be Patreon content.
It could be. We
Content.
would. Is your fire alarm going off?
No, a neighbor.
Oh, okay. Is just they're playing their beepy whistle?
No, it's somebody's smoke alarm, and it. I actually do think I smell smoke.
Oh. So not only technical difficulties this week, but maybe your apartment is burning
Maybe a
down.
building fire. Yeah, we'll
Oh my
see.
God. If we have to buy your all the jewelry supplies again, I'm gonna lose my mind. And also, I'd be sad if your building burned down. What's your yard work for the week? Do you have any yard work you want to cover?
Oh, yard work. Okay.
You know, men's work, men's
Right.
work.
Yep. Okay. Let's see. Well, we talked about how spring break's over. So, okay, I only have 8 weeks of the semester left.
Okay.
That which is insane. And in these weeks, I need to find an apartment.
Right, which is a pretty simple thing to do in San Francisco, I think. Very casual.
You go and you click, and then the keys come to your door.
Yeah, you just say there's a website called I want an apartment in San Francisco.com. You go there, you put in your info, and they send you keys that very hour.
Right.
Is
And
your
they
building burning down?
I don't know, but here's the thing. These smoke detectors go off no matter what. You turn on your oven, no matter what you're
Smoke.
cooking,
Okay.
it's gonna go off. Yeah.
So someone's smoking the ganja is what?
I mean, they're not supposed to. Ooh, I think I'd smell
Right.
it. I think I'd smell it, but
Okay.
So that's a thing.
So if anyone has any leads on any apartments in San
In
Francisco,
San Francisco, specifically Nob Hill is where
right.
I'm.
Specifically, yeah, because you need to, like, you don't have a car, so you can't be in like Oakland. You're not coming
Right.
over the bridge.
I mean, I could. BART
Yeah,
is
that's true.
pretty good, but it would add an hour commute
Right.
either both ways. Okay. And then
Because
the
the alternative, if you don't find an apartment, the alternative is you are homeless for like 4 months,
three,
right?
what, yeah, 3 months.
Oh my
Yeah, I
Jesus.
that's correct. Yes. Because I'm not taking summer classes, so
Okay.
I can't be in student housing.
Right.
Okay, and the other yard work I have is okay, so my sister gave me a reading, a tarot
Okay.
reading.
Right, and she always does a good job, as you mentioned last
She,
week.
oh, did I really?
Yeah, you said that your sister does a really good job of doing tarot readings for you.
Oh my God, she really does. I can't believe you remembered anything we've ever said.
No, I never, nope.
she always really does. It's which surprises me just because she knows me so intimately, and sometimes that can get in the way of a reading. But anyway, she was like, "Hey, I'm in the mood to give a reading. Do you want one?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's just see what comes up." I didn't have any specific question or issue I wanted guidance about. And using four decks.
Wow.
Three cards from each deck.
Overachiever.
Okay. All about just this week.
Oh, okay.
I'm apparently going to meet the love of my life this week.
Like, wait, starting when? Starting today?
Today.
So by the next time we record, you'll have met the love of your
right.
life. Right.
But then
you
next
might not
time...
know that they're the love of your life.
Right. That's correct. But I'm going to meet them.
Interesting. Okay. So it could be like a patron at your restaurant.
It could be that. I have had a couple of cuties that would definitely do in a pinch.
Right.
It could be, you know, when I'm at Trader Joe's. God, wouldn't that be a great story?
I mean, could it be a Trader Joe's worker? Because why are they always hot?
Thank you.
They're always hot.
They're always totally fuckable. Yes.
And then they always say, oh my God, have you tried these? They are so good. And then they also always say, what are your plans this weekend? And I'm like,
know.
I'm not getting into it. I want to talk to you about my plans.
Every time I fall for it too. And I'm just like, oh my God, thank you for asking. You know what? I'm just going to relax. Smoke some
Can you
weed.
Imagine if a Trader Joe's worker was like, what are your plans this weekend? And I was like, well, so I have this really crippling fear of intimacy, like not so much in social situations, like with friends, like I used to, but then I did some EMDR and like, that's a lot better now, but I still have a really crippling fear of vulnerability and sex. And so like, even though like I want to be dating and I feel like I should be having more sex because I'm gay and I spent my whole life in a high demand religion,
oh my God.
I didn't have a lot of sex, but now I'm free to have a lot of sex, but like, I'm too scared of it. And so really, I probably this weekend should be working on like building up the energy to like go out or like meet some people or maybe get on the apps or maybe like invite someone over. But like, the reality of it is I think I'm just going to get too scared and I'm going to get too nervous. And my therapist has been talking to me about this and I need to try it and I need to push myself a little bit more. Really, probably what will happen is I'll stay home and I'll just have my underwear on and I'll probably play some video games. Beep. These are really yummy. Beep. Anyway, so my yard work.
Yes.
Well, actually, I kind of just did it in that little rant. But so yeah. I've mentioned before, I'm in a new therapy thing. I have a new therapist.
Yeah.
We are specifically working on sex and dating and relationships and intimacy because that's the area I'm still very stuck in.
Yeah.
And
you sure are.
Wow. Wow. Just say that with your chest. Just you sure are.
Let me put my French clown nose on.
And my homework this week, which I haven't done, was to look into some places where I could meet people. So,
oh, shit.
And I was like, here's $150. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for that.
But that's like... Didn't you explain that there are like three or four other things that need to happen before you're
ready for that? No. I mean, and we went through that whole thing. And really what he was saying was perhaps look into activities or places that are not focused around dating or sex, but are just focused around meeting new people.
Friendship?
Right. Like he was like, they don't even have to be gay specific. They could just be, you know, like a book club or a sports league. Or I mean, it's not going to be a sports league, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So,
and I was like, my favorite thing about therapy is that you go to therapy and you're like, I'm sad. And your therapist is like, have you thought about not being sad? And you're like, this is the smartest thing anyone has ever said to me. You're like, I don't really love myself. And your therapist is like, have you ever thought that maybe that's a you problem? And that maybe you should love yourself. And you go, oh my God. I'd never thought of that.
Everything you just said was just like Becky with a CK, who may or may not be related to you.
Listen, I love therapy and I'm a big fan of it, but I have a friend and we always talk about therapy together. And I always say to her, like, the therapy sessions that are the most mind-blowing are where you learn the most basic human truth that is the most obvious thing ever written. You learn that, like, if you don't want to be sitting down, maybe you should stand up. And you're like, holy fuck, I've never thought of that before.
Here's why. I think I know why.
Okay.
Because we need to be paying an objective third party, outside party, to take anything that anyone says seriously.
I mean, there is something like, I one time with my therapist, this was with my previous therapist, but he was talking, I was talking about how uncomfortable it makes me when people say nice things about me.
Right.
And he basically said, like, well, what if you just chose to believe that the nice things they were saying were true? And I, which right there already, pretty basic. But my pushback was like, okay, but like, how do I do that? Like, how, like, teach me how to be a human being. And he was like, well, when they say those things, you say thank you, and you internalize what they said, and you trust that they're not lying. And I'm like, okay, hold on, go back. We got to go through that again. We got to slow it down.
Yeah.
So anyway, should we record an episode? Should we do a top five? What do you want to do?
Well, I think we should do a top five, and I think it should be the top five types of people we don't want in our ward when we go to hell.
Okay, so this is based on the presumption that the Mormonism is true.
Sure, yeah.
And you and I are going to hell.
Yeah.
And if Mormonism is true, when we get to hell, there will be wards, because it's all, you know, it's based on the organization of Mormonism.
Right, yeah, it's going to be very similar.
So we will be in wards, and we will have callings. We'll have to go to church every Sunday, and that's why it's hell. But these are the top five people we hope are not in our ward.
Right. They can seriously get fucked and go to the celestial kingdom.
Oh, God. Oh, I hope they're in the celestial kingdom. Okay. So let's take a quick break, even though we've already taken like seven.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then we'll come back and we will talk about the people that we don't want to see in hell, in our ward.
In our ward.
In the hell first ward.
Outer darkness 27th ward.
The pits of fire 6th ward.
The deep chasm of abyss Pinecrest ward.
Pinecrest! Okay, let's take a break.
Yo.
And we're back.
You're there. You're back.
We're here. Sister Twain, welcome to hell.
Thanks.
I'm your bishop, Bob the drag queen.
Bob?
Who else might be your bishop in hell? I'm your bishop.
Yeah.
Josh Weed. And this is my first counselor, David Archuleta.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Hell's going to be so bad.
Listen, I don't want to talk about David Archuleta too much on this podcast, but
I know.
He did post. He posted a reel or a TikTok or something where I was like, yeah, I just felt silly and felt like doing this. And he was playing that Natasha Bedingfield song, The Feel the Rain on Your Skin. No one else can. Anyway, but it was him running out in the rain without a shirt on. And I was like, David, we all know that you just wanted to be slutty. And you're just trying to be like, I just wanted to be in the rain. Anyway, David, come be slutty with me. So welcome to hell.
Thanks. Can I have a new bishop? Can I switch wards?
Yes. Your new bishop is...
Bob the drag queen is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of another one. So anyway.
That's amazing.
So who do you walk into the ward, you sit down in the pew.
Yeah.
The pews are made of metal and they smell like beans because it's hell.
Okay.
Beans. So who when you look around, who do you hope you don't see?
I better not see, like, I will be on high alert for, this all counts as my first one, three of my bosses, former bosses.
Okay, great.
Yes.
The specific bosses.
And they're all a certain type, and that is asshole mixed with incompetency.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
One of them worked in the hotel industry.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep. Who was a Mormon man. At 40,
right,
had just gotten engaged, and his first kiss was his fiance.
He had just gotten engaged.
On their engagement.
Oh, yeah. Gross. They should not let people like that manage.
This is, you know, he was still an asshole and incompetent outside of these traits.
Right.
Right. It was just, this was just like a sprinkling of powdered sugar on top.
I know who number two is, and I don't think we should talk about her, but who is number three?
No. Number three is really, for all intents and purposes, the first time I ever filled out a W-4.
Okay.
It was during high school. I worked at a mobile home dealership.
No, you did. You make this shit up. This is not true. You were in, like, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. No, in high school, you were in Great Falls, Oklahoma. I don't know. Where were you in high school?
Tulsa.
And you worked at a mobile home dealership.
I was the receptionist.
If you wrote a book about your life, like, the editor would be like, this is too much. You need to give her a realistic job. Like, she can't work. No, she can't be in Tulsa and work in a mobile home. That's going to offend people.
No one will be able to relate.
Yeah. Anyway.
It was the lady who was over pretty much all the back end operations. So I was the receptionist and, she was the office administrator. Let's put it that way. Okay. And she trained me once. This must have been 1993.
These details are good.
And she trained me on all these things that I needed to do. And I was sitting in front of the computer. She was standing behind me while I was like typing through some things that I would need to do on a regular basis. And when I would accidentally press the space bar instead of the tab, she'd go, "I said, push the tab button." Except it was more like, "I said, push the tab button."
I said. That lady probably also said "wash," right? Like, yeah, she'd be like, "Did you wash your hands?"
Yeah. And did you iron your shirt?
Iron.
Iron. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate those incompetent assholes.
So listen, I know I probably say this all the time, but I don't think about her so much, but the most recent two.
Yeah.
I will think about them maybe once every 6 months and think, I'm going to sit down and finally write them a letter and tell them.
No, what you're not.
Terrible pieces of shit they are. And then I go, I'm not going
to
do that.
Here's the thing that I want all of us to think about our jobs a little bit more. I want all of us to think, wow, I really don't care. Like, so many people, I mean, I'm very good at my job, but so many people get their panties in a twist, get their boxer briefs in a twist about, oh, this person said this, and I think this person isn't working hard. I'm like, I don't care. I'm just here for the paycheck, and then I'm going home. I don't feel did you push tab instead of space? I don't fucking care.
I know.
Like, I'm just... Anyway, we all need to care a little bit less. So that's why you need to not write those people letters, because what would it serve?
Who fucking cares?
Who fucking cares? They're a cog in the capitalist machine, and so are you.
Yeah,
and your cogs rubbed each other the wrong way, and they're probably horrible people deep down inside, and they probably only kissed their fiance for the first time when they got engaged.
Yeah,
but like, they don't need you to tell them that; they already know. Anyway, so that's my takeaway for today's episode. I want everyone to care a little bit less about your job.
Yeah,
still do it well. But does that job deserve your emotions? Oh, God, no. It does not.
It's really hard to separate sometimes when it's...
I know, but that's survival. That's why I'm telling everybody. You should be a hard worker, and you should do a good job, and you should be open to feedback. But should that job get a single one of your emotions? No, it should not. Should you be stressed about it? Nope. Should you be overwhelmed by it? Nope. Should you be frustrated by it? Nope. It doesn't deserve it.
This is like you and your therapist, where you're like... If you don't want to be sad anymore,
maybe you should be happy.
Just not be sad. Yeah. Yeah. This is kind of like that kind of advice, but well noted and appreciated.
So the first person that I hope I don't see in my ward is hell, are people who are straight shooters, people who say, you know what, I just tell it like it is. Oh. I just tell it like it is.
My God.
Fuck you. Listen, I don't hold back. I'm going to tell you like it is.
My God.
You're just rude and you don't have tact.
Right.
So I don't want any straight shooters. I also don't want liars, but I mean, I guess the liars will be there by definition. But like,
sure.
if one of your defining characteristics of your personality that like you tell to people when you meet them is like, listen, I just tell it like it is. And then you laugh like that.
Yeah.
I hope you go to outer darkness. Well, no, I'll be in outer darkness. I hope you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope when you die, your soul gets vacuumed up and doesn't go to any place. Or I don't know. Anyway, I hate straight shooters.
I don't know about you, but I don't mince words.
I don't mince words. She doesn't mince words, you guys. She doesn't. Oh, she tells it like it is. Fucking go die.
Hey, I'm nothing if not authentic.
I fucking hate you, authentic people. Anyway, you know what? It's called existing in a society, and it's called caring for the people around you, and it's called tips are community service. Wait, what are tips? They're
mutual aid.
Mutual aid. I don't care about your straight shooter.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope they're not in hell with me, because as soon as Jody Hildebrandt gets up to the pulpit and she's like, listen, I tell it like it is.
Right.
Then I'm checking out. I'm moving out of hell.
Oh my God. I have a customer that I am trying to get 86th who does this at my restaurant. And she'll be sitting there, and my restaurant's tiny. And
right,
she'll
right,
be
right.
sitting there, and if there are any other customers, they can hear any conversation, no matter the volume.
Because there's what, like 12 tables?
No, there's five.
Okay, so tinier
and
than I imagined.
Two of them are only two tops. And so that means a table for two. And she'll sit there and she'll be like, hey, I'm not one to beat around the bush. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
She talks
you know
like
me,
that.
I'm not going to hold back.
Very East Coast.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, when Jamila's working, you know, she gives me a heavier pour. I'm just saying. I'm just telling it like it is.
I'm not saying anything against you. I'm just a straight shooter.
It's just the truth. Not trying
Fuck
to hurt your
you.
Feelings.
A heavier pour of what? Pizza sauce?
Wine.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Oh my God.
What's your number two?
Okay. My number two is people who in life were white cis male gurus.
Okay. Yes.
Who thought that they, you know, they stumbled onto something that really worked for them, which
right.
I believe, but then
right.
they decided, oh, but for me to really believe that this works for me, I need to teach it to other people and pretend I'm an expert about it.
And I need to take advantage of women while I do that.
I mean, that's part and parcel. That's part and parcel. I'm just telling it like it is.
You're
know?
A straight shooter. Jesus, this one's a straight shooter. Don't cross her. She's not gonna pull punches.
I'm gonna lay it down. I'm gonna lay it all down.
I
cold
feel
light
like
of
you
day.
Said white cis male gurus, but we could have just said white cis males.
Right.
Period.
I know.
End of story.
And I remember our last top five, where we were like, what we could have done with that hour that we lost
right.
from springing forward for daylight savings.
Yeah.
And my last one was, I was going to look at my credit report.
Yeah.
You know, it just felt, saying white cis men felt like that. So I had to,
to
get really
fair,
specific.
Fair.
I had to get
like, we have some tropes we return to over and over again.
Right.
And so you were trying to keep it fresh, and
I
appreciate
that. I was trying to
keep
it fresh, like last time, not last weekend.
Right,
but you know, like last
like two
last,
weekends ago.
Last weekend, no, I think it was 3 weekends ago.
So and it was so last weekend. You would have said last weekend. It was the last weekend of last weekend. So 3 weekends ago.
Probably so.
Okay.
I could have said something more like, "I was going to read my credit report in French."
What,
that would have That would have helped it be more interesting, maybe.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
So you were mixing it up.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
So it was gurus, specifically.
Yeah, and they may not call themselves gurus, but that's how they behave, whether it's like, and they try to make a profession out of it. They don't like, I'm not talking about men who start cults. They're definitely, I don't want to see them in my ward. Because right. They'll be in the celestial kingdom.
They'll be in the celestial kingdom, right.
Right.
Joseph Smith, celestial kingdom, right.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about white cis guys who...
Who are like experts on things.
Right, and ugh. want to teach you, and yeah.
Imagine thinking that a white cis guy is an expert on anything.
I mean...
And I am a white cis guy. If anyone ever turned to me and said, well, you're the expert here, I would say, oh, honey, no, I'm not. No, right. No. Patriarchy told you that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You'd run away. So, any guys who were having retreats for men.
Oh, retreats for men.
Who were having retreats at all.
Yeah, no one having retreats is allowed.
But I mean, who did it to teach their methods and their ways?
Yeah. But really, anyone hosting retreats, I think, please don't come to hell.
But what if it's a friend's retreat?
Well, that's fine. Like, that's hanging out with friends. But if, like, people are paying money to come to it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And... Tonight, we're excited to announce the new Hot Dranks Retreat coming in June 2024 in Midway, Utah.
Oh, my God. We're going to do San Pedro.
Send us emails telling us you're interested, and we will 1,000% plan a retreat. And we will charge you a lot of money for it.
I will charge you a lot of money. But we also probably need an investor to front some money.
But we're fucking delightful. So we should do a retreat. Anyway, this is how these white men get started.
Oh, man. Damn it. Look what has happened to us.
So okay. My number two.
Yeah.
So as you know, my high holy place is TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
That is where I live. And there are some phrases that have become popular on TikTok. And people have now started misusing those phrases. And I hope those people don't come to hell with me.
Oh, God.
So some of those phrases are, I was today years old.
Oh.
When I found out. Shut up. Shut up. I don't, no, I don't want to hear it. I was today years old when I found out that Moira Rose was also in Beetlejuice. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Or they say, my Roman Empire.
Oh,
is...
yeah.
Because, you know, that for a while, there was a TikTok trend where there was a joke that men think about the Roman Empire in order to, like too much, too often.
Right.
And then people would be like, my Roman Empire is when I watch Grey's Anatomy and there are doctors on it. And you're like, no, that's just a thought you had in your head. That's not your Roman Empire. Yeah,
right.
And the last one, these people I hope go straight to heaven and don't come to my hell ward, are people who say, you've been using wooden spoons wrong your whole life.
Oh, right.
Or
yeah.
They say, you've been peeling broccoli wrong your whole life.
Peeling broccoli?
And you're like, no, you just like found a different, like none of us have been doing it wrong. Did you know you're using cutting boards wrong? And then they like put some spaghetti through the handle on the cutting board and they're like, this is a spaghetti measurer. And you're like, no, it's actually not. It's not that. So anyway, I hope those people go straight to heaven.
This was almost one of mine.
Really?
Yes. I was.
This is my most obscure one.
This is. I was thinking about it today. I was walking home from class, and I had this thought. Oh my God! I'm gonna post how badly I need everyone to stop saying such and such. And then I was like, no, I'm not gonna be a bitch. I'm not gonna be a bitch.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can figure out what it was. It was so similar to one of those. I'll think of it. I'll let you know. But as I was making my list with my pen and paper,
yes.
I thought about it. So
anyway, yes, yeah. You were not today years old. You just learned something that you were too stupid to know.
And you know, when you put it like that, Brother Coffee, I really feel like you are straight shooting with me.
Listen, I'm a straight shooter. I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm not going to hold back.
You're giving it to me straight.
I'm going to give it to you straight.
Short, sweet, plain.
What's your number three?
And I love that that's who you are. Okay. Oh, is it really that time? Okay. Number three is people who died.
Yes. Yes.
No matter when or how.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
No. People who died, no matter when or how or whatever.
Just people who were lazy enough to die. Get over yourself. Oh, you got a terminal disease? Cry me a river. Some of us are trying to pay off our credit cards.
Oh, the person who had breast cancer singing the solo today. No, okay. So.
Well, that now it got too real. Anyway, what's your number three?
My number three is, as I said, people who died.
Do we need to take a break?
No, okay. Still unconditionally loving their mommy and daddy.
Fair.
And I wrote this in a specific way. Unconditionally loving their...
Well, they did their best.
Mommy and daddy.
Well, she's my mommy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Parents...
They're going to heaven, those people.
All parents are great. Sure, they make mistakes, but...
They're just doing their best.
I could handle someone like that in my hell ward, but... Someone who
in the
just,
Pine View the pits of sobbing babies, seventh ward.
The babies who
it's like the pits of sobbing babies is the stake, and then the ward is the Pine View seventh. I just. So many people message us when we were like, okay, we got to go back to our roots. We got to talk about Mormonism. And people are like, no, we love when you were silly and just funny. And we're like, listen, we can do both. We can get back to our roots and we can talk about the pits of sobbing babies, steak, Pine View Seventh Ward. We can do it. We can. Oh, we contain God. Multitudes. Anyway, people died who loved their mommy and daddy. Okay, go.
But let me... point out that it specifically unconditionally love their mommy and daddy. I use mommy and daddy on purpose because I think that people die really putting their parents up on a pedestal, never really unpack, which translates to they never unpacked our childhood trauma. Does that mean all our parents are horrible and assholes? No.
No, it does not. Yes, it does.
But we all have trauma because all our parents are human beings who don't know what the fuck they're doing, who are all unhealed.
Right.
And we're lucky if they even acknowledge their wounds, their core wounds. But these aren't like children who you, good adult children who died, never unpacking that.
Right.
And really, it's like this, their parents have like this savior complex.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like how Elvis was about his mom. Anytime anybody talked shit about his dead mom, he'd start a fight with them.
You know, like, as soon as you started the segment, I was like, this sounds like Elvis.
Elvis is also on my list, but I'll cross it off now.
Okay.
Truly.
No, he was not.
No, seriously.
What? You don't want him in your hell?
No, he loved his mama way too much.
His music is so boring.
Well, I mean, it's boring to us, but if we had been alive back then.
Girl, I'm not going here with you. So my number three, are you done?
I mean, I guess, sure. Go ahead.
So my number three, I don't want these people in my hell. These are the people who tell you they've lost weight, but that they did it to be healthier. It wasn't that I didn't like the way I looked. Right. It was that I just wanted to be healthier.
These people are not straight shooters.
No. Listen, here's my thoughts about weight and health. Your weight, none of anybody's business. Your right. body, it's always going to look like that. If you want to lose weight, great, lose weight. If you want to lose weight so you can be sexier, great. If you want to lose weight so you can look better naked, great. If you want to lose weight so you can have more energy, great. We don't need to talk about it. But if you want to post an Instagram story about how you're so excited about you, how you lost weight, and how, but it really wasn't about how I looked. Like, I actually kind of liked how I looked, but it was really about, like, I just want to be healthier.
Yeah.
Anyway, click on my link below to get some semi-glutide at 20% off. Fuck you. No, fuck. No, no.
I didn't do it for vanity. I didn't even do it for my husband.
I just was so tired. Like, I just was out of breath at the end of the day. And I just, listen, if you were actually out of breath at the end of the day and you decided to lose weight for that, great. Don't tell me about it. Don't tell me about it. Like, I just feel like women treat weight like blood pressure medication. You know what I mean? I'm on blood pressure medication. I don't walk up to people on the street and say, oh, I'm actually on blood pressure medication to help control my blood pressure because it's a little bit high.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care. Like, if you're on blood pressure medication, great. Be on blood pressure medication. We don't need to have a conversation about it. I don't need an Instagram reel about how you started blood pressure medication to feel healthier.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So if you want to lose weight, great. If you want your body to be smaller, great. If you want your body to stay the same, great. I don't fucking care.
Right.
But what I don't want is to hear how you really did it because you wanted to be more healthy.
Gosh, I wonder if I've ever done that.
Skinny does not equal healthy.
It does not.
No, these two things are not synonymous.
No.
If you want your body to be smaller, cheers. Go for it. Make your body smaller.
Imagine if you... Go ahead.
If, like, I mean, I'm just repeating myself over and over again, but basically the point is do whatever you want with your body, but don't feel like you have to justify it and pretend that it's because you wanted to be quote unquote healthier. Just be what you want to be.
Be real, but don't be a straight shooter. Just
no, don't tell it like it is. I don't want that.
Imagine if, like, magazines like Men's Fitness and Us and People and Cosmo and Elle were all just had blood pressure medication on the cover every month.
They were like, you'll never believe how she lowered her blood pressure.
And so,
spoiler, it wasn't rosuvastatin. So
you're on a first date with someone, and you're like, I like your outfit. Oh, thanks. I just tried this new blood pressure medication. And then
I've been taking lisinopril and I feel like...
Lisinopril.
I'm just listing medications. I'm not a nurse or a doctor. Please consult with a medical professional. Right. I don't know if any of these are actually blood pressure medications.
Right.
But I do know I'm on like 7 medications so I don't die. And so probably some of them are for my blood pressure.
There you go.
Anyway, so I don't want to hear that. I don't want you to bear your testimony about how you started using a semi-glutide because you really just didn't feel healthy. But you just want to be skinnier. Just say, I wanted to be skinnier, bitch. I saw photos of me and it made me sad because I bought into the fat phobic ideas of American society. And so I started semi-glutides and now look how fucking amazing I look. Fine.
Right.
Great. Anyway. Right. What's your number 4?
Oh, we're just going to keep going, huh? Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's rock it. Rock out with our cock out.
So, I like it.
My cock is actually out.
Oh, no. Jesus. Fuck you. Okay.
Wait, that feels like harassment. So I just want to say my cock isn't actually out, and I'm sorry that I said that. What's your number 4?
Retracted. Scrubbed.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. People who died saying, that's so retarded or that's so gay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hillary Duff solved this years ago.
Did she solve it? Or did she just help it along?
Well, don't you know about the famous Hillary Duff, like, infomercial where people were saying, that's so gay. And Hillary Duff said, you really probably shouldn't say that's so gay when you mean that's so stupid, right?
Oh, no, I don't know anything about this.
Okay, well, I'm going to post it on our Instagram.
Okay. Right now.
Yes, while you're talking.
Oh, okay. excuse me. What was it I said? Okay.
People who say that's okay.
That's
or
okay.
That's so R-word.
Right, that's so R-word. I can't believe I even said it out loud, but it blows my mind.
You like this top?
That I still hear
really
grown people that's say this. Is that Hillary Duff?
You really shouldn't say that. Say what? I'll say that something's gay when you mean it's bad. It's insulting. What if every time something was bad, everybody said, so we're all wearing a skirt on the top. Oh, you are. These are cute jeans. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
Knock it off, Hillary Duff.
Knock it off.
Did you hear that, actually?
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, that's the PSA.
Thanks, Hillary.
And the girl was wearing a skirt as a top, just so you know.
Oh, that's pretty gay.
Oh, shoot. Oh, remember when people thought we were going to be all serious every week and talk about supporting trans rights?
We can do both, like you said.
We look, contain multitudes. Look, do you have any more to add to this number
just
four?
Just giving it to you straight.
You're a straight shooter is what I like about you. You tell it like it is.
What are some other examples? Like, that's R word. That's so G word.
Brother Coffee is an F word.
I mean, right. Right. It depends on who says it.
No, but I get it. But I get what you're saying.
Like, right,
just
right.
Stop, you just have a tiny moment of self-awareness and stop using language like that.
I don't understand grown people who do that. I don't understand. There must be something wrong. There must be something I can diagnose them with, is what I'm saying.
So my number four is also something I don't understand about grown adults.
Ooh, I love it. What?
Adults who are Christians. I don't want you in my hell.
No. Bye. Bye.
No, go straight to heaven.
Go straight on to heaven where you belong.
You are an adult. You are a grown-ass human being, and you pay a mortgage. And you have a credit card statement. And you have a scheduled appointment to get your tires rotated. And you believe you have a magical spiritual older brother.
Yeah.
Who took upon himself all your pain. And you also believe you have another brother who's an angel of darkness who can see and hear you.
Yeah,
and who tries to tempt you into touching buttholes.
Right.
You like there is an all-powerful angel being who can see the whole world, a demonic being who can see the world and influence it. And what he wants to influence you to do is to touch other people's buttholes. And you believe that on
and
a Sunday. And then on a Monday, you write your mortgage check.
Right.
Like, I don't have. No.
So I have a current Christian acquaintance who has moved churches a few times,
right,
or at least a couple times. And in both churches, which, you know, when you're non-denominational and they just say Christian,
right,
they'll name the church like the Hillsboro Megachurch,
right,
or
the Pineview Fourth Ward, for example.
For example. And in both of these churches, she gave 10% of her income.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And she said, I have my whole life.
That's it? I have my whole life, dot. What, like, was there a finish to that sentence?
No. Oh. No. She's like, my whole adult life, I have always paid 10% to whatever church I'm going to.
So you, anyway, so you are a grown human.
Yeah.
Who can vote in a U.S. election.
Uh-huh. Who needs breast exams.
Who gets a pap smear.
Uh-huh.
And you think, well, I'm going to vote based on what I think my spirit older brother magical being would want me to vote. Anyway, go to heaven. I don't want you in my hell. Go straight to heaven.
Right. Right. This Christian.
Anyway, it's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. It's not just embarrassing for you, but it's like embarrassing for me. Like, I feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
What's your number five?
I was going to say a few things about that. So, in Union Square in San Francisco, right on Market Street and Powell, where the cable cars are have their turntable so they can go in the other direction. There has been for quite a while now a cardboard stand with pamphlets in it. And it's this whole Christian thing. And they'll stand there with a microphone, and it is some white dude who looks like he went to the University of Arizona.
UA, as they call it.
Screaming about knowing the Savior, being born again.
Yeah.
You know, he's wearing a polo. He's wearing glasses, and his hair is some cool style. And he looks like he's maybe 35. You know, it's just what, and that was the thought I had today when I walked past him. I was like, how is still in 2024 are people doing this?
Like, you are an adult human.
Who went to the University of Arizona.
And you have a degree in sociology from the University of Arizona, and you still, you believe that there's a giant man who lives in the sky.
Right, who's going to burn you if you don't get your act together and worship him.
And who is like, please don't touch your penis. I know it feels really good. In fact, I built and designed your bodies and I made it feel really good, but please don't touch it.
Right.
And if you touch it, I will send you to hell with Brother Coffee and Sister Twain in their ward. What's your number five, Sister Twain?
Their ward of misfits.
Yeah, if you masturbate, you can come to my hell.
Oh yeah.
It's like there's like priesthood and relief society and then masturbators. So you're welcome there.
Okay. My number five is people who don't think I'm totally and objectively hilarious.
What's wrong with those people?
Cannot spend the rest of my existence in the Pine View 7th Ward.
Children are crying state.
I cannot, if people are not laughing at my jokes. When I have a joke, I have a joke.
It's funny.
You need to fucking laugh at it.
Yeah. And not just chuckle. I need you cupping your vulva to hold the pee in.
Oh my gosh. C-Jane had to do that twice while I was with her.
That's why C-Jane is welcome in our hell ward.
At the Pinecrest ward. Yes. but no, seriously, like I'm in this cohort of 12 other MFAs at the school. We're all in the same year. And I would say 50% of the time, I get the reaction I'm looking for when I'm doing my funny.
You should unenroll from that school. And then find a different graduate program.
The other 50%, I might get a little shoulder shake, shoulder jaunt.
No.
And I'm just like, no, everyone, I just made a joke. I literally will stop. And I'm like, I'm sorry, we can't move on. I just made a joke. Did you not understand? And it was amazing.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to be in my ward, don't come if you're not a
fan. Don't come if you're not a fan. Like, I mean, I don't want to toot our own horns, but you and I are some of the funniest people I know.
I mean, I agree that you and I are some of the funniest people I know.
So many times, my ex-wife Tisha used to do this, and now my daughter does this. They'll say, I'll say something funny and they'll be like, that's not that funny. And I'll be like, you're laughing. And I'm like, no, but I mean, like, it's not that funny. I mean, that's dumb. And I'll be like, but you're still laughing. Like, I know how funny I am. And if you don't piss yourself laughing, then go watch an episode of Young Sheldon. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. Yes. You and I are not the same.
No, we are.
You
not
are
the
not
same.
My people. You're not my people.
This is how I feel, and this is not my top five, but this is how I feel. Like, I'm an excellent baker. I bake delicious treats.
Yes.
And if I bake someone treats and they don't have an orgasm while they're eating it, I'm like, I will never bring you treats again. If they're like, oh, this is good, I'm like, fuck you.
Right.
I hope you get cancer and die.
They may as well spit on your dad's grave.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, my number five.
Jesus, you just said get cancer and die.
The people I don't want to see in my Mormon hell.
Yeah, number five.
Are those who dismiss Beyonce, who say, I don't want to listen to that. I don't care. What, she thinks she can do country now? I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Listen, you don't have to be a fan. You don't have to download the soundtrack. But that woman is a force of nature. You cannot just dismiss and say, I'm not interested. I feel the same way about like Taylor Swift. Like, you cannot like Taylor Swift. That's totally fine. But like, that woman is selling out stadiums around the world.
Right.
And people are paying money to go to a concert to listen to music from an album that it was a re-recorded version of an album that they bought. And then they bought the second album and then they bought the concert ticket and then they bought the movie ticket. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I don't care if you don't like her. That's fine. Like, everyone can have their own taste. Right. But if you're just like, you know, Beyonce has a country album, fuck you. Go straight to heaven.
What Beyonce has been doing, and I haven't followed her career extremely closely, because I'm alive on the planet, I know a more than rough outline of her career. But what she has been doing is, in my view, of course, because we didn't talk this week.
You and Beyonce?
Yeah. During spring break, I told her to leave me alone. But
yeah, you were like, I need some space, babe.
Right. So what she's doing is she's acknowledging how much clout and power she has with her fame. And she's trying to really change the world.
Well, here's what I love about Beyonce. So she released an album this week, Cowboy Carter. In 2019 or something, she performed at the CMAs with the chicks, who are also not loved by country music.
The country folk, yep.
Country music lost its mind. Like, Toby Keith, like, walked out. People were pontificating about it, how she didn't belong there.
And then she was like,
guess what, bitches? I'm going to release a country album. I think currently on like the iTunes country chart or something, this is not based on any facts that I've checked, but on probably something I saw on a TikTok like 3 days ago. She has like the top 26 songs. Like, every song on the top is her songs. So I don't care if you don't like her. Like, that's fine. Like, we all have our own tastes. And if you're just like, oh, I'm not into this, or this is not my style or whatever. Cool. Great. Support. Yeah. Preach.
Right.
But if you're like, I don't care about her. I don't listen to her. Go to heaven. Don't come to my hell.
Yeah, Texas Hold'em is currently number one on the Hot Country Billboard.
Take that, country folk.
Yeah.
This is not a Beyonce podcast, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you've listened to the album, correct? Country Carter? Yes,
many times.
Why is my iPad not connecting to the internet right now? The song she sings with Miley Cyrus, which is called, I can't remember, and my fucking iPad won't connect to the internet. And the song she sings with Post Malone that's called Levi Jeans.
Yeah.
Holy shitballs.
Yeah.
I hope someday that you and I are singing karaoke and we get to sing the Beyonce Miley Cyrus song.
Yes, the shotgun. It's like Shotgun Rider or something like that.
Why are we so bad at research?
Shotgun Rider till the day.
It's called Most Wanted.
Most Wanted. Okay, that's it.
Me and you on the karaoke stage.
Oh, yes.
And then me and CJ on the karaoke stage singing Levi Jeans.
So literally, though, but she's recognizing how everyone's watching her. And she's like, okay, so I'm going to take this and try to educate you all about the queer community, ballroom culture, and now the history of black
cowboys.
People in the country community.
Yeah. And she also said, I'm going to take Post Malone, who is not attractive, and I'm going to make him sing this song, and you're going to want to bone him.
Yeah.
And I do.
And spoiler.
I'm waiting. I am waiting outside the Raising Cane's, the Post Malone Raising Cane's here in Salt Lake City, hoping he shows up. so we can sing Levi Jeans together.
Is that
anyway?
Is that in Cottonwood Heights? Because that's where he lives.
No, it's in like Fort Union. Do you have you never have you not seen the Post Malone Raising
Cane's? I haven't seen the Post Malone. I know all about
they. Okay, they literally have a partnership because Post Malone loves Raising Cane's. So there is a Raising Cane's painted with Post Malone ephemera. I don't know. Anyway. And when you and I've been there once, and you can in the drive-thru you can order like the Post Malone meal, but it's just like a regular meal. There's nothing new in it.
Oh, gotcha.
It's just like he likes to get 5 chicken fingers instead of 4 or something. I don't remember.
Which I believe is called the Caniac.
Yeah, let me get a Post Malone meal.
Let's get a Caniac.
Anyway, don't come to heaven, people don't come to hell.
Yeah, yeah. But seriously though, I'm just in awe of how she's using her fame in these.
No, it's fantastic.
In these last two albums, especially. Okay, did we do it? I have some honorable mentions.
Oh, go for it.
Okay, therapists who have programs to follow and do retreats.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Anyone who does retreats, really. But if a therapist is like, for $300, you can take my Spicy Mamas course and learn how to be a spicy mama. Don't come to heaven. Don't come to hell. Go to heaven.
And then people who don't think I have great tits, but I need them to vocalize it if they do.
Those people don't exist. No. They're not around.
Right, because my tits are so great. And then the last one is people who died still married.
Well, there it is.
There it is.
Well, so anyway, crying canyon of babies, Pine View 7th Ward. It sounds delightful without all these people in it.
A pit of sobbing babies state.
A pit of sobbing babies. Okay. Yeah. Pine View 7th Ward. Well, I think we did it.
Yeah, we did.
We made an episode.
Let's wrap it up.
So I just have to do the plugs. If you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/hotdrinks and sign up for our Patreon. You get no additional benefits, even though it lists several benefits you get. You can also go to the link in our Instagram bio and you can buy our cute merch now on new, softer shirts.
Yes.
Or you can support our jewelry business, Aspera Jewelry. That has nothing to do with hot drinks, but
right.
We make cute jewelry.
Yeah.
You make cute jewelry.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
And I package and market cute jewelry.
And then send boxes off several times a week. So.
And buy some jewelry.
Yeah. I just want to really commend you for how you talked so frankly about our Patreon. Just, you really didn't pull any punches there.
No.
You.
And believe you me, patrons.
You gave it to us like it is. As they
it's
say.
Not lost on us that we are not delivering on our promises. And we talk about it and we think about it.
Yeah. I didn't want to bring that up as much as
just. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sometimes some of them said, they're not going to do a weekly episode, but look at us. We're doing a weekly episode.
Look at us. Yeah. But you know what? I bet at the moment those people who said that were really trying to be straight shooters, you know.
Well, they stopped listening. It was that guy that wrote a review about how we talked about our pornos. He didn't believe we could do weekly episodes.
I
want to
know who that guy is.
Here we are. So I'm just saying, I recognize that our Patreon is not where it should be. It is in our hearts and our minds.
I didn't even want to talk about this.
And I'm going to be a straight shooter.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about this either.
Thanks for giving it to me straight, man.
Anyway, listen, I just tell it like it is. I tell it like it is.
That's what I love about you.
So anyway, that's hot drinks. Hey.
You're nothing if not authentic. Okay. Have a great night, everybody.
Goodbye.